This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, you're probably familiar with the state's Pure Michigan tourism campaign. Well, that effort is now putting out Pure Sounds of Michigan. It combines recordings of natural sound at 10 of Michigan state parks with music composed and performed by several artists. Here's a bit of video on YouTube titled The Making of Pure Sounds of Michigan.
There aren't very many albums where you get this sort of diversity of artists working on the same thing and from the same materials. It's a really unique project where the bed for the music is all pulled from real world sounds.
The first step of the project was to send a group of engineers out throughout the state of Michigan to capture sounds, essentially capture nature at the source, and then bring those raw sounds back to Assemble Sound, where we've been working with the producers and engineers on the project and working on kind of crafting these ambient tracks.
Joining us now are Dave Lorenz and Eddie Logic. Dave Lorenz is the Vice President of Travel Michigan, which is in charge of the Pure Michigan campaign. Eddie Logic is one of the musicians involved in the Pure Sounds of Michigan project. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where did this idea come from?
Well, it's really nice that we have a small but very dedicated and talented team. And our folks at our public relations agency, Weber Shandwick, along with our public relations team, came up with this idea really about a year ago. We're always looking for ways to kind of stand out from the crowd, to break through the clutter of the media, to get across the message that Pure Michigan is this very special place to live, work, and play. So they said, you know, no other state office has ever done anything like this, where we would record ambient noises from state parks and then mix them with music, and then those sounds could represent the experience that you could enjoy if you were just to come to Pure Michigan. So that's the essence of the idea, and you know, thank goodness we have really innovative people who help us out.
Well, let's talk about how this all worked. Eddie, did you get to pick the natural sound you wanted to work with, or was it assigned to you? How did that go?
Well, I was actually one of the people who recorded all of the sounds and then kind of got to pick what park I wanted to work on. But all the sounds were divided and given to the artists by the state park that they were recorded from.
So what's your process for a project like that? You've got this ambient sound, and now you've got to come up with music that accompanies it. Do you just listen to the sound over and over again until you get something, or how does it work?
Yeah, I think it's just going through and finding something that strikes a chord with you. You know, the sounds recorded at the park, all these sounds can bring out so many different emotions in you. So it's kind of whatever sticks, and then you just kind of run with that. When we were recording it, we just wanted to record as much as possible, and anything that we thought sounded cool or could be used in a musical composition, we tried to capture and then left it up to the individual artists to really do what they wanted to do with it.
Dave Lorenz, why did Pure Michigan think it needed an album of music?
Well, you know, there are a lot of ways to inspire people to travel, especially on radio. We're all reminded when we hear certain things of something that we've experienced in the past. In my case, when I hear on this album, when I hear kids playing on a beach, and you can just imagine, you know, that they're playing there, they're making sandcastles, the water's coming into the shoreline. It just brings me back to better times, simpler times when I was a kid and enjoying Michigan parks. So with that thought in mind, and we knew that we have so many talented musicians in Michigan, we thought, well, let's blend these things together to inspire people in a different way. It is difficult to get across messaging these days with all the clutter of media. So our thought was, let's just find a different way to get across this message that Pure Michigan really is special. And if you think about the variety of park experiences that we're providing people in this final, it's really interesting because you have everything very different from like Tequamanon Falls State Park and that beautiful waterfall, wonderful kind of almost yellowish, brownish tannin waters that are very unique for a huge waterfall because of all the leaves in that area. And you just hear that thunderous noise, and then you mix it in with beautiful music. It really does bring back these, you know, thoughts and these images in your mind. It's the theater of the mind, really, and it all comes forward with music.
So how are you expecting this to be distributed? I know you've got YouTube videos. Are you hoping for radio airplay, Spotify, some other kind of online use? How will we get a hold of it?
We're on all the major digital platforms out there like Spotify, and if you just do a search for Pure Sounds of Michigan, you'll find them, free downloads. And actually, we did make a vinyl for media and for promotion. And the cool thing is, if you go to Shinola stores and buy a turntable in June, you're going to get a free Pure Michigan, Sounds of Pure Michigan as well with that. So just a fun way to promote it as well.
I want to turn back to Eddie in just a second, but Dave, let me ask you a couple of harder questions. Was this project paid for with taxpayer dollars?
Well, you know, with the Pure Michigan campaign, the dollars actually come from what they call the strategic fund. So we have a $36 million budget that we use to promote travel throughout the state. So we use that in a variety of ways, traditional advertising and public relations, and we do a lot of things with travel operators and such all around the world. But the fact is that for every dollar we invest in the campaign, we bring back more than $9 in tax return. So it's important for us to always provide a really good return on investment. And you never know about interesting and innovative projects like this, if they're going to really bring back as great a return as compared to traditional advertising. But I think this will. I think this will get to a whole new audience, especially millennials. It's hard to get to that audience. So you look for these new and innovative ways to inspire them to travel, to come to Pure Michigan.
Eddie Logix, have you listened to the other artists' work on this album yet?
Yes, I've listened to all the work on the album. I was the mastering engineer on it, so did the final touches on it, and everybody did a great job. It's really great to see a community of artists come together on such a cool project like this.
What wowed you the most?
I would say, well, you know what? Everybody really wowed me pretty equally. Being out there when we were recording all the sounds last October, to see what transpired from being out there in the field recording all this stuff and then beautiful music coming out of it. Because really, anything can be musical. So all these sounds were used in so many different ways to where they could be even be not just laid behind as a bed for the music, but synthesized into whole new sounds that create a whole new soundscape to bring back these memories and stuff of the parks and the great state of Michigan.
It is an album, so is there a story arc, an overall theme beyond just the sounds of Michigan that you want us to notice it here?
There is. It's kind of a 24-hour cycle, if you will. It's kind of sunrise to sunset into the following sunrise. So it kind of takes you, if you're to go to one of the parks and kind of wake up in the morning and do your thing, go on a little hike or whatever, and then going down to the sunset at night and then waking up the next morning to another beautiful sunrise. That's kind of the journey that we wanted to take it on.
Some of the singles have been released already. When will we hear the entire album, or when will it be released?
The whole thing comes out on the 22nd, May 22nd.
And we should remind everybody, this is the centennial of state parks in Michigan, which is a big deal, too. So this is a little cake for them, I suppose.
Well, this, oh, yeah. You know, it is the 100th anniversary, and this is just not Michigan proud guy here, even though I am, but we have the best state parks in the country. It's the truth. We really do. I mean, we've been doing this for 100 years, so they've gotten pretty good at it. So you look at the variety of types of parks experiences that you can have. I'm a hiker, so I just love hiking through beautiful forests. And you can do that, and then you can also go to, you know, parks with lovely beaches and go to some unique place like Mackinac Island and watch the horses go by. And the cool thing about this project is you hear all those natural noises at these parks mixed in with music from these really talented people. We look at research all the time, and people don't understand that Michigan is this very arts-friendly state, and people will travel for art as well. So we're hoping that this does a couple things. We're hoping it reminds people of the experiences they've had in the past and how they can have even better experiences when they come to Pure Michigan Parks now, and then visit Michigan and all the other things that we have to offer. But we also hope it will encourage people to go to our concerts and our events and look at our art galleries and our theaters and experience that fullness of experience that you can have, this very diverse place and very diverse people that you get to meet along the way. That's the nutshell of the project.
Eddie, I got one more quick question for you. You've been through this project. You've been working with ambient sound. How's this going to affect your music in the future?
I think it's going to push me to continue to use more field recordings and sounds that are around me in my music.
I like that idea.
And using experiences in music as well, because it's not just about the sounds, it's about the experience that those sounds bring out.
Eddie Logix is one of the musicians involved in the Pure Sounds of Michigan project. Dave Lorenz is the vice president of Travel Michigan, which is in charge of the Pure Michigan campaign. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.